Texte numéro 61. Neil, Lance and the American Dream. Guilty until proven innocent? Surely I have that wrong. Yet that is how the US Anti-Doping Agency and some sections have chosen to perceive Lance Armstrong. Personally, I am doubtful of the allegations. Yes, he dominated one of the world's most physically demanding events for 7 years, a feat made even more impressive considering the advanced cancer he recovered from only years prior. I have to admit that I sometimes struggle to see how one person could dominate the sport without some sort of assistance. Yet I do, simply because he is that successful. No one athlete in the world, Usain Bolt included, has been tested so frequently and so closely examined by federal and governing bodies, not to mention writers and journalists. The thing is that Lance is bigger than the sport. He is not referred to in the media as Lance Armstrong cyclist. He is Lance Armstrong, or more simply, Lance. He transcends the sport. Whether due to his relationships with the likes of Sheryl Crow or the Livestrong Foundation, millions of Americans recognise him. To many, he is, for lack of a better word, a hero. He has inspired many to take up his sport and given hope to many more cancer sufferers and their families, much like his namesake, Neil Armstrong. Neil has inspired generations of pilots, scientists, and the occasional astronaut. Like Neil, Lance is what may be termed an everyman. He does not descend from nobility or wealth. His upbringing was seemingly normal. That the Armstrongs can go on and achieve such amazing feats embodies the American dream in that anyone can go on to become something and somebody. America needs idols and heroes to perpetuate the American dream, which has helped it become such a magnificent nation. In the wake of the financial crises, of several shootings from Wisconsin to Colorado, alongside losing the first man to walk on the moon, which embodied the scale of the US's seemingly lost ambition, America needs its heroes, perhaps more than it has in a very long while. For the sake of the US, I hope Lance can dust himself down, concentrate on his Livestrong Foundation, and continue to give hope to many. This is not to elevate Lance to a messiah, or place him on any pedestal. He is flawed like any human. However, America only loses by turning on its idols. Attacking those who inspire countless numbers only serves to dent the American dream. In Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, this drive towards a better tomorrow sustained many through the darkest parts of the Great Depression. In the current economic climate, this dream is just as vital as it ever was. Adapted from HuffingtonPost.com, August 2012.